Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
If you're analyzing and you're really good at analyzing properties and you're really good at understanding tenant improvements and credits of tenants, and you're really good at all those fundamentals, right? And you get a lot of deal flow going, you get to be more patient. And patience always makes more money.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. I want to introduce to you Ash Patel. He's a full-time commercial real estate investor. He's going to be doing the interview today and a lot of them moving forward. I'm still going to be doing interviews, just not as many. And he is going to ask tough questions while still building rapport. That way it's not awkward. He's a good friend of mine. Join me in welcoming Ash Patel.
Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Ash Patel, and I'm with today's guest, Wade McColey. Wade is joining us from Green Bay, Wisconsin. He has over 30 years of experience as a broker and a top agent. Wade also owns several nursing homes, a residential construction company, and he helped start a regional bank. Wade, thank you for joining us, and how are you today?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. Before we get started, can you tell us a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Yeah, real estate has been very good for me. Long time, not only agent, broker, but investor in many projects and still do that to this day. So it's always been interesting to me because real estate was one of those things where someone without any professional background, in a sense, can learn those skills. And real estate is a place where there is no ceiling. Your ceiling is what you determine it is. There's no one that can stop you from buying a bunch of properties, creating millions and millions of dollars of not only revenue, but net worth as you go along the way. And then that opens up other opportunities. So opportunities to start developments, opportunities to start assisted living nursing homes, like you said, and even banks.
Incredible. So tell me about nursing homes. You own several of them. How did that happen?
Again, that goes back to the more you're out there, the more exposure you get, the more opportunities you get, as long as you always keep your eyes and ears open. So I had a friend that was running a facility from high school, and she had called me up and said, I want to buy this place. And I said, okay, great. We can help you, show you how to do that, help you with lining up with financing, et cetera. And basically it got to the point where they just decided they didn't want to take that risk or didn't feel comfortable with the millions of dollars it was going to take. So I said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't I do it? And I'll make you a minority partner and you can make money when we sell the project and you get paid to run it. So that is how it started, which means you have to learn an entirely new business, an entirely new strategy. How do people become tenants? Just lots and lots of details with that. And it was a huge success for us, just a massive success. So we decided we were going to build another one in another city. And I remember putting up this multi-million dollar building, looking at it going, boy, I sure hope we're right. Because we had no tenants for this massive building. And we were right. Our projections were right. Our analyses were very conservative and they were correct. And that led to a third campus and now a fourth one that we're just under construction right now.
Wade, I'm going to see if I heard this correctly. You invested in multi-million dollar nursing home because a friend of yours who was in high school wanted to run it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But there was a lot of research behind that. We didn't just walk into it and get lucky. We really did the research on how the demographics were done for a facility like this. And one thing I cannot tell you how powerful this advice would be if I was doing it again today is don't be afraid to reach out to people that know a lot more than you do. And that's exactly what we did. We drove over and met some gentlemen and said, look, we're never going to compete with you. We're small fish in a big pond. Would you mind sharing with us how do you pick a location? And they pretty much laid out their plan to us. And we quickly took their numbers and made them more conservative to double be correct on their advice, which they were spot on. And we use that method today still in picking locations and building facilities.
That is great advice. It says here you've also started a regional bank. And yes. I'm going to take a wild guess on this. Is this because you wanted to get financed easier and dealing with traditional banks was a bit difficult?
Well, yes and no, except once you become a board member, there are no favors at all, as it's a highly regulated institution. But again, that was another one of those opportunities where I had a banker that I used quite a bit, and I'll never forget, he called me up one day and said, Wade, you need to come and meet me for lunch tomorrow. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what went wrong? We sat down and he said, I'm going to leave the bank. I'm going to start a bank. Here's what it's going to take. This is how we're going to do it. This is what we're going to do. And I said, yeah, I'm in. Let's do it. Who else is in? Told me who the other players were. They were all very prominent real estate and business people in the community. But even the assisted living nursing homes in the banking industry, it's all about the people. You can have the best idea in the world, but if you don't have really good, talented, dedicated people behind that idea, it's going to be maybe successful, but probably not, most likely not. So everything has always been about the people that are associated with that. I was on the board for about 12 years, and that bank today has just, I don't even know how many locations in multiple states. It's about a $7 billion publicly traded bank now.
That's incredible. And then a residential construction company.
Yeah, I did that in the, it was probably about 12, 14 years ago, and just was dealing with a lot of builders that I felt, boy, they don't really care about the clients. And of course, some of them did, but not the way we thought they should. So we started a company, started really small and built it up. Now we're doing about $18 million a year in revenue. And we have created hundreds and hundreds of lots that we build on. Right now, it's like the golden time, because the market is so unbelievably hot, you can't even build fast enough. So yeah, it's been very good. But again, I couldn't do all of that without really great people. I have such good people that help build these businesses. And then of course, along the way, what you do is you make them part of that. So they get part of that opportunity. They go to work every day, work really hard and handle all kinds of hard problems. And they should be rewarded for that in the end.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. As your portfolio grows, you need financial management services you can rely on to help you save money and continue making the right choices for your company's future. RealEstateAccounting.co's top-tier CFO team uses their deep industry and operating experience to guide real estate syndicators, investors, and family offices through every pivotal moment and crucial decision. Their fractional CFO services include budget to actual, cash flow and distributions, and reporting and valuation. Go to realestateaccounting.co/CFO to find out why REA is one of the fastest growing real estate accounting companies around. The real estate experts provide timely analysis and consultations to help you make the most informed decisions possible. See and trust where your portfolio is headed with the customized financial reports based on the KPIs that matter to you and your business. Try it risk-free today at realestateaccounting.co/CFO. If you're not sure where to start investing or need help taking the next step, mentorship and coaching is one of the best ways to get going. Think Multifamily is a leading apartment acquisition and education company who provides true one-on-one coaching to help you invest for your family's future. Their servant leadership approach will guide you to successfully scale your real estate business or assist you to diversify your investments in multifamily. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how they help working professionals just like you transform their future through partnering and community. In fact, the majority of real estate investors who partner with Think Multifamily get involved in a general partnership within 6 months. thinkmultifamily.com/coaching highlights the partnerships, joint ventures, and resources all available through the coaching program. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how to become a member and get involved.
Out of all the things that you've done, what one industry would you recommend people start out in?
Well, I've started in real estate. And what I like about real estate so much is that anybody can really do it. Rich Dad, Poor Dad was written for everyone. Anyone can take the advice from that book and buy real estate. When money's easy, you have to be the most cautious because those financing banks or whatever, they will turn on people in a second if times are hard. And it's not even necessarily because they want to, it's because they're being regulated. And the regulator's putting a lot of pressure on the bank to make your portfolio perform, as an example. Don't get over leveraged. Key. I saw that happen to so many people in the downturn that they just got way over leveraged. And I think the reason why I say real estate also is because you're using other people's money to be able to make profits. Now, a lot of things have to go right. And in my estimation, you have to do it really big to make serious money. If you really want this to be your mainstay of your income, you're not going to do that with a fourplex. You're not going to do that with a duplex or a couple of houses. You have to get into bigger projects. And sometimes it takes a while to work into bigger projects so that you're comfortable to do that. But the quicker you can get to the bigger stuff, the better it's going to be from a profit standpoint.
Wade, my gut tells me you're working on a couple crazy things now. What are you working on now that you didn't write down?
Well, I have a company called Realty Hive, and Realty Hive has two product lines. One is to help sellers get more activity on their properties. So if you had an investor, let's say they had a big office building and they wanted to sell it, they would maybe hire a local agent. That agent would do their normal marketing stuff. But what we do is we take those properties and put them on a platform at a global level. And we are working literally with sellers from all over the globe right now, marketing those properties, Belize, Africa, Canada, all over the United States. And we have banks that come to us and put their properties on our platform. So if you have people looking for deal sources, it can be a good site to look for deal sources. We just put a property on from a bank in Chicago, and it's a commercial office complex. Those are the best deals you can find because they're not going to give it away like people think, but it is absolutely the best deal in town when you're buying it from that lending institution because they're in a position where they have to sell it and they need to sell it because of the pressure that's being put on them by the regulators. So if you find those deals, they're good deals.
Wait, how is that different than Crexie, LoopNet, all the other competitors?
Yeah, they basically are companies. It's a good source to look for properties from a seller standpoint. From a buyer standpoint, it's good because you want to look at all the sites and look at all the information. But from a seller standpoint, those sites don't advertise properties. They basically are like a warehouse that anybody can put their property on. And then you have to pay to upgrade and all that kind of stuff to be able to see the best deals, which is kind of a smoke and mirrors thing. But it's really a site that warehouses inventory. The difference is what we're doing is, in fact, if you go to our site and you look at what the first thing it says connecting the world's motivated buyers and sellers. Because for a property to come onto our site, it has to be somebody that really wants to sell. They're not testing the market. They're not saying, well, if I could get 2 million, I'd think about it. This is a format that we're using to promote saying, if you're looking for the best deals, this site has some of the best deals out there. So we actually go out and market that and market those properties. And the one in Chicago, I forget the numbers, but as an example, it would be something like this. We have a property that's appraised at $1 million. It's listed on the site for 800, and we have a suggested opening offer of 600. So that tells the buyer between 600 and 800, this property is going to sell in the next 60 days. Now it's a matter of who's going to give them the most in the next 60 days. It may be 601, it may be 799, but that property is going to sell in that period of time.
And is that all auction format?
It is. I will tell you a little quick story about that. I did auctions for banks in 38 states in the downturn and then got awarded a contract with the FDIC to sell out properties that when they were closing banks, we were selling the properties for them on our platform. That was the old school way of doing it. And the problem with the old school way of doing it is there's lots of smoke and mirrors and little tricks that are being used, like companies bidding up their own properties and all kinds of crap that we don't want to get involved with. The difference of what we're doing is we're saying if a date's 60 days away, if a buyer makes an offer on day one and the bank likes it, it's over. They'll end it right there. So you don't have to go to a certain date and you don't have to sign up. You don't have to put all this huge amounts of money in escrow that you have struggled to get back if you don't get the property. It's you can make an offer on our site the day it hits our site. And if they will not take the number you give them, they will come back and tell you the number in which they'll remove it. So it's almost like an accelerated process. And from a seller standpoint, nobody pays us anything unless the property sells.
Is this commercial and residential or just commercial?
Commercial land and residential, but there's a lot of commercial on there.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Do you manage your own rental properties? If you do, or if you're about to, I want to tell you about Rent Ready because I'm guessing they have some services that you wish you had. Rent Ready is a property management software that allows you to manage your business from your computer or phone. With Rent Ready, you're able to collect rent online and get paid. Find the perfect tenant with the built-in screening and listing service, and get your leases signed with the click of a button. And tenants really love using Rent Ready's app too. They can pay rent using the card, ACH, cash. They can set up auto pay, get renter's insurance if you require it. And they can even build their credit score through Rent Ready's new credit reporting feature. And the best part, Rent Ready is unlimited. That's right. All this is flat priced. There's no tricks or hidden fees. Rent Ready is designed for investors who manage their own properties so that you don't have to worry about paying more for building your business. You can start managing and scaling your rental properties without scaling costs. And Rent Ready has given us an amazing deal to pass on to the best ever listeners. You can get Rent Ready's annual plan for only $54 at rentready.com when you use our special code BESTEVER. That's rentredi.com with the code BESTEVER at rentready.com to get Rent Ready's annual plan for only $54. Did you know that credit checks miss 85% of the information landlords and property managers need to verify new tenants? That's a problem. The solution is Rentify. Rentify provides a platform that allows you to instantly access prospective tenants' financial information and compiles it all into a quick and easy to read report to help you select the highest quality tenants. You can access income, payroll, past rent payments, non-sufficient funds, and overdraft history all in one place. Rentify's reports instantly verify the full financial picture of the tenant, so there's no chance of being duped with false information. No one likes to be duped. And the best part is that you can have it all at your fingertips in as little as 5 minutes. go check out Rentify at trustrentify.com and stop wasting time and start fast-tracking the tenant screening process with confidence and ease. With Rentify, you'll no longer have to waste hours or even days collecting all the information you need to verify a tenant, which makes life easier for you and your applicants. Visit trustrentify.com and use the promo code FAIRLESS for 25% off your first purchase. That's trustrentify.com and put in the promo code FAIRLESS. That's my last name, F-A-I-R-L-E-S-S, for 25% off your first purchase.
Incredible. Wade, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Oh, boy. Be patient. I've made more money being patient than I can ever even imagine. We're excited sometimes to do deals and get into that deal. And once you get a little of that going, the very first next step to me is start to learn how to be patient. And the best way to be patient is to have lots of deal flow. It's hard to be patient if you're only looking at one property a month. But if you're analyzing and you're really good at analyzing properties and you're really good at understanding tenant improvements and credits of tenants, and you're really good at all those fundamentals, right? And you get a lot of deal flow going, you get to be more patient. And patience always makes more money.
And that is great advice. Yeah. Give us one example.
I've done a lot of developments for our construction company. And when you start to see land price, especially in these times, they're just going higher and higher and higher. That's going to end. And about 6 months ago, because I'm still in the middle of this deal right now, I had someone come to me with a really nice piece of land that wanted to sell it. And I said, you have to give me a number. And they didn't want to, and make us an offer. And I just drugged my heels and played it really slow because I knew all the players in that marketplace, because it was a big, big project. They probably weren't going to pull the trigger on the whole thing. And I said, go out and talk to all these people. In fact, here's all their names. These are all the players. Go talk to all of them, because I know they wouldn't take the whole thing down. And then come back to me and I'll tell you my number on the whole thing. But I don't want to be first because I'd rather be last. And you go learn the market value of your property, so to speak. And they did that and they came back to me and I made an offer on the whole thing significantly less than I thought I could probably flip it for today. And that one project will generate, I'm sure, $10 million between land and construction and all that.
That's an incredible example. Wade, are you ready for the lightning round?
I am, yes. Go ahead.
Let's do it. Wade, what's the best ever book you recently read?
Oh, I read so many books. Boy, I don't know if I've got a best one. I read a lot about self-improvement. And in a sense, it's a very selfish reason why I do it, because I want to be a top performer in what I do. And that takes mental, that takes learning patience is a good example. So I'm trying to think of the name, the one I just read about a month ago that I really, really liked, and it's not coming to me.
That's okay.
I will email it to you.
Okay, perfect. We'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Wade, what's the best ever way you like to give back?
Because we have the assisted living facilities and within those in the nursing home thing is the memory care. So my wife started a thing called Forget Me Not, which raises money for Alzheimer's awareness. And there are so many things as a family, if you have to go through that, there's a lot that you can learn about what that person is going through, because it's a very confusing and scary time for that person. And it can be a frustrating time for the people around them, because why aren't you remembering that, mom, and that stuff? So we started this whole thing called Forget Me Not, which is all about awareness and education of Alzheimer's.
And Wade, how can the best ever listeners reach out to you?
Well, I'll give you my email. It's WTM, my initials, at realtyhive.com. That is typically the best way. Of course, on LinkedIn, all that stuff, social media, but I'm still an email guy and respond to all the emails that come in to me. But that's probably the best way. Otherwise, on our site, realtyhive.com too.
Wade, thank you for being on our show and sharing a lot of great advice. You've got some varied experience that you've helped share some of your lessons from. So again, we thank you. Best ever listeners, thanks for joining us. Have a best ever day.